From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A driver dragging chains may be responsible for the Green Hill fire east of Blue Lake. CAL FIRE announcing Tuesday morning that the fire off Highway 299 had been contained after burning about 10 acres. Humboldt County Fire Chiefs Association President Justin McDonald gave his assessment of a cause to the County Board of Supervisors at their Tuesday meeting, according to Lost Coast Outpost. Tomorrow could bring some clearing of smoke from the campfire that's had moderate effects on air quality in coastal areas of Humboldt and Del Norte counties. Smoke dispersion has been somewhat limited today. Some of the affected areas began seeing smoke from the campfire Monday due to southerly winds. And beginning Wednesday, transport winds will shift and come from the north, and areas along the coast should see clearing as smoke will then be pushed further south. Ferndale's own Guy Fieri making a surprise appearance, feeding emergency responders at Butte College Sunday. In addition, Fieri wrote on social media, "In today's tumultuous world, it's amazing to see our firefighters, military, law enforcement, and first responders come together to rescue our communities devastated by fire. So many great people stepping up to take care of one another." More than $500,000 left over from Measure Z funds will likely end up paying for road repair projects. The County Board of Supervisors discussing that today. Money that's not been spent is made up largely of contingency reserves established in case Measure Z funding ran out. Also, some agencies that received Measure Z funding spent less of it than originally anticipated. A Citizens Advisory Committee has given the Board of Supervisors recommendations on how to allocate that leftover revenue. You can join Redwood Region Audubon Society volunteers on Saturday for a guided bird walk tour of the Arcata Marsh Wildlife Sanctuary. No reservations are required. The free tour takes place rain or shine. It's also open to all ages. Participants are instructed to meet in the parking lot at the end of South I Street near Klop Lake at 8:30 a.m. The event's expected to run until about 11 a.m. Well, they feel a tiny house village could be an answer to what they view as a huge homeless problem in Humboldt County. Tuesday, members of Affordable Homeless Housing Alternatives gathered at the Humboldt County Courthouse. The group spread its message to a downtown crowd, stating that the issue has been brought to the attention of the Board of Supervisors repeatedly, and the group is dissatisfied with progress. They also stress that colder weather coming is only likely to increase the demand for services to the homeless. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.